This is the National Conversation with All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Martin. As we heard earlier, a staggering 22 million Americans have filed unemployment claims over the past 4 weeks. And with the job market on its knees due to the coronavirus pandemic, the U.S. economy more than ever depends on essential workers. They include nurses, grocery store clerks, delivery drivers, law enforcement officers, countless others. But many of those essential workers have questions and concerns. We tried to answer a number of them earlier this week, but the questions keep coming in, and we're happy about that. But that's why we've welcomed back Shannon Liss Reardon. She is an employment lawyer based in Boston. She currently has emergency motions filed against Uber and Lyft over their sick pay policies with relation to COVID-19. Shannon Liss Reardon, thanks so much for joining us once again.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, we first have a question about grocery store workers, and this comes from Kara in Asheville, North Carolina.
I'm wondering what we can do for the grocery store workers. They have jobs, so they can't get unemployment and maybe don't want to be on the front lines of the pandemic and only getting minimum wage.
Wait, what's your thought about that, Shannon?
Well, I mean, this is such a tough time for so many people. And again, I'm going to make comments that are general guidance. This isn't supposed to be legal advice. But, you know, even these frontline workers, they didn't all sign up to be heroes. Even workers in the healthcare field and medical industry, they didn't all necessarily sign up to put themselves in harm's way. So if people don't feel safe, they shouldn't have to go to work. They can talk to their employers, and employers need to be more generous now in allowing them to take sick leave, either paid if they're able to, or they might be able to take an unpaid leave of absence. And now this recent federal legislation that has been enacted expands sick leave to more people. They may be eligible for it. Worst case scenario, the unemployment benefits have been greatly expanded by this federal legislation. And anyone who feels that they can't work because of the crisis has an opportunity now to take unemployment if necessary.
The CDC last week issued a new guidance saying that some essential workers who have been exposed to COVID-19 but show no symptoms can return to work under certain conditions. What are those conditions? And do employees have to adhere to this guidance?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of tricky decisions that are having to be made right now. And there's a lot of confusion, frankly, among a lot of employers about when they should allow workers to come back, whether they've been exposed or not. There are a lot of health authorities who are saying if you've been exposed, you should not be in the workplace. You should be in your home and self-quarantine for some period of time. So a lot of these questions are really being figured out right now. But if people have been exposed, they really shouldn't be out there working, and if they don't feel safe in their workplace, they also shouldn't be out there working. And there are possibilities of getting help both from the federal legislation and from their own employers.
I have another question here about workers' rights. Here it is.
Hi, my name is Liz. I'm calling from Sunnyvale, California. And my question is, what rights do essential workers who are over 65 years old have if they're afraid to report to work?
And I'm assuming the predicate here is that somebody who's over 65 is understood to be more at risk.
Right. So it is recognized that older people are more at risk from coronavirus. And again, if they don't feel comfortable or safe going to work, they don't have to go to work. They shouldn't have to go to work. They, again, can talk to their employers. Employers really need to be more understanding these days about extending leaves to individuals. And if they're not able to get a leave from their employer, they can file for unemployment. But it's a little tough because if you're not actually sick and you may not be eligible for sick pay, a lot of this it really relies on communication between the employer and the employee right now to make these things work, to make the best of a really bad situation for everybody.
Here's a question about non-essential businesses, and it comes from Sarah in Philadelphia.
What should I do if my non-essential business employer is refusing to comply with orders to shut down and expecting that I show up for work? The only guidance on the governor's website is, quote, talk to your employer about it. I'm asking for a friend in a different state.
So, Shanna, what do we know about this? I mean, is this is the employer breaking the law here? Or how do we understand that?
Well, different states are handling this differently. And some states are saying that they will enforce these orders that non-essential businesses need to close. Some states are saying that they will fine businesses that stay open in violation of the orders. So what can be done is to reach out, well, first of all, inform your employer. I recommend that you do it in writing so that you're protected if any action were to be taken against you. But inform your employer that you don't believe it's appropriate for the business to be operating. If that doesn't get you anywhere, you can reach out to the state or even local authorities who are enforcing these orders that businesses close. This could also be a situation where if you feel it is unsafe to be going to work and your workplace is not a safe place, you can file an OSHA complaint. OSHA has a website where it's taking complaints right on the website. It's another way of protecting yourself. And again, the question is whether you might be able to get some financial benefits either from your employer who might be willing to be more amenable to allowing leave or even providing sick pay leave even for people who aren't sick but feel that they need to be staying home, or your state law or the federal. The recent federal legislation might make it easier to get paid leave. But again, unfortunately, a lot of people are going to have to be turning to unemployment, which is why we have seen so many claims being filed in recent weeks. And they are spiking because of so many people who are facing these very difficult questions.
And I have a couple questions here that I think speak more to questions of ethics, right, rather than perhaps the law, Shannon, and I'll see if we can get to both of them. But this is the first is from Diana in Sahuarita, Arizona.
I am an Amazon Fulfillment Center employee, and my work is considered essential. I have the option to stay home or go to work and make a significant amount of extra money. What is the right thing to do?
I don't know. What do you think, Shannon?
Well, these are tough decisions, and a lot of people are grappling with them right now. I mean, if you are, first of all, if you don't feel safe going to work, either you have a pre-existing condition or you're over 65, so you're worried that you may be more susceptible to complications if you contract the coronavirus, then by all means, stay home. On the other hand, there are real needs. Okay. People need to eat. People need to pay their bills.
Okay.
And particularly people who are getting offered additional pay to be serving these essential functions. A lot of people out there really are relying on the people.
Shannon, we have to leave it there for now. We do appreciate your time. That's Shannon Liss-Reardon, an employment lawyer. Thanks so much.